Morning. God is still good. God is still good. Sometimes we wake up by that wife and she ain't that good this morning. Sometimes we wake up by that husband and he's not so good this morning. But God is always good. Always, every day, all the time. You can always count on him. Amen. Good morning, church. Good morning. God is good. And I pray and hope that something said today may make you a better person for having come. Election time. Someone that says, pick your poison. You don't really know who to vote for. You know, because this one say that and that one say the other. But it's still God's word. It's still God's word that we should follow. This one might not do it. That one might not do it, but God will do it. Reminds me of a story about a candidate, and he was running for an election, and his campaign manager said to him, we got to go to the west side. He said, why? He said, because if we don't go to the west side, we're going to definitely lose this election. And he said, why are we going to lose this election? He said, because they ain't doing nothing but telling lies on you over there. He said, we got to get over there. We have to get over there. We're going to definitely lose this election. So the candidate said to the campaign manager, no, we have to go to the west side, to the other side, because if we don't get over there and get that straightened out, we're going to definitely lose the election. The campaign manager asked the candidate, he says, well, why you figure we're going to lose the election? He said, because they're telling the truth about me over there. We don't know. You know, we vote for these people and we hope they just do what they say they're going to do. But usually, all the time, they don't never do what they say they're going to do. Amen? But we trust in the Lord. Amen? We trust God. We don't trust man. Bible warns us about trust man. It says trust no man. But the Bible teaches us who to trust in. My lesson this morning is God will direct our path, and it's taken from the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 8. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 8. And this teaches us who to trust in. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 8. The book says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Last week we spoke about this world and who is God, and we stated that the world is asking a question: who is God that we must trust in? Who is God? The Bible teaches us once again that God is love. See that God is love and love is God. So God is what we should trust in, his love, God's love, wherein we have, and understand this once again, when I say we, I'm not talking about you. So don't get mad at me saying, Brother Patterson, preaching at me. Amen. When I say we, I'm talking about myself, United States and other folks. Amen? I'm not talking about you. You're going to hear me say we many times today, right? But I'm not talking about you. Amen? Amen. We our first love. Someone asked, what is our first love? We have lost our first love, according to Ephesians, Revelations. The Ephesians was told that they have lost their first love. And I believe to this day we have lost our first love. Our first love is God. And as stated last week, we have lost our first love, and because of this, we have lost our minds. Amen? Amen. We have lost our minds. I was sitting down humbly looking at my TV, and it came on. Someone said like this, they said that, if you get high, don't drive. You remember when it used to say, don't drink and drive? But this person says, if you're high, don't drive. Now, we understand that these people that we vote for is passing laws and rules or whatever you want to call it, trying to legalize marijuana. We have lost our minds. Amen? Now, I don't know how many of you had parents who smoke or drink or whatever, but I kind of like, I did. Yes, I did, right? And being young, I had an inquisitive mind, you know? If they had left a cigarette in that ashtray and they leave home or whatever, right, I'm going to check it out. See what it's like. I want to be like Humphrey Bogart, you know. He looked tough smoking a cigarette, you know. You know Bogart, amen? So I want, you know, and cough my head off, right? Inquisitive minds. When they leave a little beer in the refrigerator, and they just happen to leave the place, I'm going to check it out. Amen? Inquisitive minds. I'm going to check it out. And by the time they get home, you know, I'm going to have a mint candy in my mouth. Hopefully I ain't drank too much that I'm being staggered over. But are you with the inquisitive minds? Now, think of today. If a parent left a joint, a half a joint in the ashtray, inquisitive minds, what you think going to happen? Zooming, your kids zooming all over the place, right? And you wonder why? What's wrong with you? Amen. This is where we're headed. This is where we're headed, and this lesson. I'm going to try to help somebody, which the lesson helped me to help myself to be a better parent, a better person, a better teacher, preacher, a better Christian, a better neighbor. Just being better for Christ, because I've stated and I've made the promise to the Lord. I have lived here for such and such a years. I ain't gonna tell you how old I am. Amen. And I know exactly how long I've lived here, but I don't know how much more I got. Amen. So what I want to do with the rest of my life is doing the best for Christ. Amen. I want to do that. I don't have time for a bunch of foolishness no more. I don't, you know, I don't have time. Yeah, someone told me that you walk like you're cool, you know, like you dap, you walk, right? I said, no, I walk like that because I got a bad leg. Amen. That's why I walk like that, right? And, you know, and they still say, oh, Mr. Cool, right? I said, well, you know, at a time, I was cool. I tried to be cool, but I found Barbara. I didn't have to be cool no more. Amen. I didn't have to be cool. That was it. My cool days was over. Amen. I didn't have to be cool no more. I found the one I love, and I thank God for her. Amen. Cool. I don't have to be cool anymore. So if you see me walking dapper, right, it's because I got a bad leg. And I'll tell you the story that what happened in my younger days. You know, I played a little football. It wasn't an accident in my younger days. I played football, got hurt again, and so forth and so on. So, but that's why, if you see that, amen? Oh, here come Mr. Cool. Look at him. You know, no. But anyway, now listen. God will direct your path. Amen? Today, people are trusting in themselves, trusting in the flesh to direct themselves through this world. Amen? The flesh ain't going to work without God. God has to be in it. We in God and Him in us in order for us to direct ourselves through this world. We try marriage without God. Amen? And it don't work. We try friendship without God, and it don't work. We try relationship without God, and it don't work. We trust in our flesh for worship, and it don't work. Amen? The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Amen? And that's very important, to trust in the Lord, to trust in Him. The word trust, we're going to start with that. The word trust means a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Trust means a bold, confident, sure security. Trust means that we believe in the promise of God in all circumstances, whether it be good or bad. Amen? We just trust Him that God knows what He's doing. I believe God knows what He's doing. It's me who don't know what I'm doing. Amen? We need God because we see where this world is going. Last week we spoke about lost love. Last week we spoke about what is love. Remember, to you who weren't here, some folks have said that love is what you make it. Love is what you make it, and we said that's what the world sees. What you make it. If a man want to marry a man, and he loves that man, that's love. This is what the world says. If a woman want to marry a woman, amen, and they love one another, that's love. That's what the world says. But we know better because God don't say that. God says the opposite: man for man, a man for a woman, and a woman for a man. That's how He planned it. Amen. But the world say that love is what you make it. The world says like this: a young lady says, "I want a handsome husband." Amen. That's what I want—a handsome husband. Instead of asking for a Christian, a good husband. Amen. I want a handsome husband. Tree fell on his face. What you gonna do? Amen. A tree accidentally fall on his face. What are you gonna do? I want a rich man. I want to marry a rich man. You get a rich man and he go broke. And what you got? Amen. See, we ask amiss. We ask for the wrong things in this life because we try to please the flesh. We trust in the flesh more than we trust in God. Amen. The Bible says trust. Trust in the Lord. That means you trust in Him regardless of. Amen. You trust in God regardless of the circumstances that this world brings. It says we trust Him. And it says trust in the Lord, not in the flesh. Because when we trust in the flesh will fail us. Amen. When it comes, especially when it comes to love, the flesh gets tired of quick. Amen. The flesh forgets to love. Amen. Wake up one morning, Barbara's looking at me, and I'm looking at, what are you looking at, right? You know, 12 o'clock, she's still looking at me like that. What? 3 o'clock, still looking at me like that. 4, 5, 6, guess what? I forgot our anniversary. Amen? Forgot we've been married all these years. I forgot. We've been together all these years and I'm going to forget. Amen? You see, the flesh forgets. The flesh gets tired quickly. The flesh don't feel like it. The flesh want you to pay for love. Amen. You know, I did you a favor, so you know, I did it for you to do me a favor. Amen. That's what the flesh is. But God is love. Amen. That love is a love that never fails. Amen. That you know, and this is what whom we should follow. God. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Someone says, if we trust in God with all of our hearts, when are we going to have time to trust in other folks? That's why you can trust in other folks, because you trust in God with all your heart. Are y'all with me? You see, when we don't trust in God with all our heart, we got a problem. Amen. That's why the Bible says when we love God with everything we got, all our strength, our mind, our souls, our body. How, if we love Him with all that, when am I going to have time to love Barbara? That's why I could love her, because I love God with everything I got. Amen. If I didn't love God with everything I got, I can't love her, because this flesh ain't gonna do the right thing. Amen. This flesh forgot our anniversary and got in trouble. Amen. Are you with me? But this is where the world is. You know, we trust in the flesh more than we trust in God. And whenever we do these things, right, that's why we see a lot of marriages. And I don't know about anybody in here who's divorced or what. I don't know. That's why I'm saying I'm not speaking about you. I'm speaking about the United States and the other folks. Amen. That's why marriages is just crippling, getting weak, and then just falling apart. Amen? Because we don't have God in it. Amen? God needs to be in it, and we're in God. God has to be in this. Amen? He has to be, God has to rule over it. He has to be the number one, the main thing in this marriage. If God is not in it, it's going to, you're going to be sleeping in different bedrooms. Amen. Eating different times, you know, coming to kids. You ain't finished yet. you know, are you with me? Just can't stand to sit down at the same table. Amen. Because God is not in it. Amen. Amen. Please don't get mad at me. I'm just teaching the word of God. Amen. In our children, we see our children going from worse to worse. Last week we spoke about that. The kids, you know, when I was coming up in the home, there was discipline. There was a belt. If it didn't have a belt, there was a switch. If it didn't have a switch, there was a stick. If it didn't have a stick, there was something you would get hit with. Are you with me? If you did the wrong thing. I don't know, some of you said, oh, wow, kidding. You know, but yes, that's how it was in my house. Amen. You would get hit with a hand if, you know, they couldn't find nothing else coming out. You know, are you with me? And that discipline that was in the home, amen, caused me not to just do anything I felt like doing. Say anything I felt like saying. That discipline, amen, that God put in the home. But man took it out. Man said that if you hit your children, they could file charges on you. Your child, who you working for and feeding, amen? Huh? The Bible says, in Proverbs, it says, beat your child at betime. Amen? That's what it says. He said, but Pastor, they didn't say that. Yes, it did. I just don't have the scripture for you right now, but it did say that. Beat your child, be time. That means when it's time, beat him. Are you with me? You won't kill him, but you would save his soul. Are you with me? But what the flesh, what man has done, because of how his thoughts, remember that his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. He figures that, you know, it's better for us not to do that. And you see what's happening to our children today? When I was coming up a child, I could never think of how mad I could get to hit my mother. How mad do you get to even want to hit your mother? I love that woman so much that if I hit her, I would hit myself. Amen. Are you with me? But you have children coming up now who say, Mom, I need some money. No. They would take the money. And if Mom stopped them, they would hit their mother. What kind of man do you get to hit your mother? Amen? But this is what's happening because you have taken God out of. And excuse me for saying that, right? Taking God. We have left God. We have left God. I said last week, we can't take God out of anything, but we say that. Like I said, I say it a lot. We say we take God out of schools. That's why the school, we take God out of the, you know, we can't take God. God is not an idol that we can take him out and put him in. It's us who leave God. Amen. It's us who stop listening to God's way and get in trouble. Amen. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That means Jesus is there all the time. He's there all the time for you. Amen. And he will never leave you. But it's us who have left God. That's why we have lost our minds, because we left God. Amen. And the children, poor things, they look for friendship. They look for enjoyment. They look for, and we're the ones who's supposed to give them that friendship and that enjoyment that they look for. But when we can't give it to them, where are they going to get it from? The streets. They get it from the streets, and they bring the streets home, and we have to deal with that. Amen. And then they go back out, and then they don't come back because they done got shot. Amen. Or something. Are you with me? This is what happened when we don't listen to God. When we don't listen to him, and the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into what? Your own understanding. Because we understand things differently from God. Amen. We say, Lord, you know, it says that a woman. We understand love in a different way than God teaches us how to love. Says a woman had shot her husband 5 times, stabbed him 14 times, and set his body on fire. Amen. The question was asked her, why did you do that? She said, because I loved him. Are you with me? Are you with me? Yeah, I see some brother looking at their wife now. You know, what? Are you with me? How the world thinks. Are you with me? God didn't tell us to think that way. Amen. But we just want to do things our way. We got a fellow there named Putin. He just, amen. Bad example, you know. And you got people just leaving Russia. And if they get caught, they're going to get killed, probably. But are you with me? Man's way. And if we're not careful, we could get involved. We could get it tied up in man's way. I'm not going to be too long now because I see some falling out, you know, so forth and so on. But it is what it is. But, you know, really, in actuality, the time span for especially older people, right, it's not how it used to be as a child. We get to that point, we hear it long, and I done heard it long enough now, going to sleep. That's it. Either you sit down or I'm going to sleep. Amen. But I got that. But still, you know, it's very, very important that you hear God's word. You know, give yourself some extra coffee or something in the morning, you know, amen. But some has asked the question, how do I love God? You know, we want to know, how do I love God? The Bible says, if you keep my commandments, you love me if you keep my commandments. John 14:15, it says, if a man love me, he will keep my word. John 14:23. If you love God, you would keep his word. That's how you love God, by keeping his word. Amen. But what has happened to America? We are not keeping God's word. We have left our first love and lost our minds. Amen. We have done that. Some say that I hear love, but I don't see love. Amen. You know, I hear it all the time, you know, but I don't see it. I want to see it. That's how I would know your love, if you show your love. Amen. But many say I love, but don't mean it. Amen. Because if you say you love, you're going to show it. It's a show and tell thing. Amen. It's a show and tell. I like to use my wife. You know, she's not going to hurt me, beat me up, and like that. I like to. If I tell her, Barbara, I love you, wake up in the morning, I love you, right? I love you, right? Oh, I love you. Let me count the ways. Amen. Now, if I never show her, amen? Amen? If I never show her, then what? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. I'm not going to be long, because I'm here just nodding out. Making me feel bad, man. I love you still. I love you still. Someone says, when we love, how do we see? Can we see love? Amen. Can we see it? And this love is God giving love to us, and he's loving through us. Amen. This love is God giving love to us and loving through us. This is how it looks. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning at verse 4. It says, charity suffereth long and is what? Kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinking no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. Amen. If you've never seen it, that's a look at what it should look like. That's a look at how we should love one another. Amen. That's a look at how others are to be loving us. If you love me and hate me, something is wrong. You can't be in two places at the same time. You can't envy me and love me. Amen. You can't be jealous of me and love me. That just can't happen. That's just like dark and night. It can't happen. Either you got to love me or either you hate me. Amen. You can't be. So what this is saying, this is how it looks. God giving love to us and loving through us. Amen. And that's how it looks. God gives us a glimpse of love wherein Jesus. Amen. Jesus, oh, that man, when you really read Jesus, you would see the love that he had for us. And Jesus gonna come and tell us something like this: love your enemy. Oh, Jesus, you don't know these people who done me wrong. Amen. Jesus showed me something, because I was thinking like that. He showed me something. And it's just one thing. It's many things now, but just one thing he showed me. The Bible said that one of the centurions tied a rag around his eyes. Amen. And smote him. And asked him, tell me who did it. Huh? Tell me who did it. Could you imagine? And Jesus still died for that man. Amen. Are you with me? That's telling me that my enemies, amen, just don't know what they're doing. Even though they do me bad, I got to still what? Do them good, according to Jesus. I still got to do them good. And Jesus gave many examples on his way to that to that tree. Amen. He gave us many examples. We say, if God love us, why do terrible things happen to us? Amen. Why should I trust in a God who let terrible things happen, you know, who let my son or my daughter die, who let the hurricane come through and just destroy everything? Why? You know, why? I might not be able to answer that. Why? Amen. To give you the correct answer, but I can give you a Bible example, an example of Job. Job didn't do anything. Nothing. Job had he lost 10 children in one day. We lost one in one day. You know what happened to us, right? But all of these things happened to Job. And going broke, from riches to poor. Amen. He went broke. Are you with me? And if we lose our money, we lose our mind, don't we? Amen. If we wake up one morning, we had $1,000 yesterday. We wake up this morning, a dime in the bank. We worried about, you know, what's going on, what happened to it, amen. Where's my money? Are you with me? But the Bible says this. It says, Job says, though you slay me, still would I yet trust you, Lord, amen. And sometimes we look at it and we say, you know, why does God let these things, if I'm supposed to trust in him, why does he let these things happen? I don't know. But I heard Paul, after he went through what he went through, the word that Paul came like this, says, my grace is sufficient. And that's what I'm done. You know, His grace is sufficient. Are you with me? His grace is sufficient. And I shouldn't, it shouldn't be nothing, no more, no less. Amen? His grace is sufficient. And that's what we're under now, His grace. We got to be thankful for what God done. He done something that we could not do for ourselves. Amen. God keeps us out of trouble, and trouble want to keep us out of God. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. This world, we have lost our minds. Amen. The things that we're doing, the things that we're saying, the things that we are publishing. We can't even look at TV now without seeing somebody or dressed in the wrong way. We can't go to send our children to school and they might make it back. Are you with me? Because of the system that man has created. This so-called thing called law that our leaders are writing now. Stating that marijuana, that's a bad thing. If you ever been out there, if you ever smoked marijuana, you know how it used to make you feel. You ain't got to raise your hand. Amen. You ought to know how that thing make you feel, because what marijuana does, it'll last for a couple of years, then you're going to want something what? Stronger. You're going to want something stronger. Amen. That's what it does. It's just like when we first started out, maybe with a little wine, and then we start drinking a lot of beer, and that one beer was good. But what happened? That one beer was just not enough. Two beers a day. That ain't working no more. Three a day. That ain't working no more. Four a day. That ain't working no more. A 12-pack a day. That ain't really working. So what I might as well do, I might as well get a shot. Amen? Mm-hmm. And the shot would keep me from drinking all the beers. Then when you get the shot, that shot ain't going to last, and then you're going to go want something more. Amen? And then you're going to be somewhere that you're not supposed to be. And I know, I'm going to sit down now. Yes. Amen? I'm going to sit down. But, these things that we're doing now, we are doing now, right? We are causing us to fail and fall. It says love never faileth, but what we're doing, we're failing. We are failing what we're doing. And that's why we need to be teachers, be preachers. We ought to be fervent prayers, because this world is getting kind of bad, amen. It's getting bad now, you know. Especially to the elders, people are calling them and stating that I'm your long lost relative. I need $50,000, amen. And these things are happening. Wherein when we were growing up, some of us were growing up. These things. It may happen, but it didn't happen as much as it do now. Amen? But trust in the Lord. And I'm going to sit down now, and I mean it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not into thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Just trust in God. And sometimes the way seems kind of dreary or weary. Sometimes it seems like God, you know, you said love your enemies, Lord. You didn't mean to tell me to do that. You said to pray for them too, Lord. I can't, you know. Amen. You know, if you only knew my next door neighbor, and you said love him as myself, amen. But when we hear God and when we listen to God, it's a better thing to do. Amen. Sometimes we listen to him and we suffer for listening to him. Bible says it's better to suffer for well doing than to suffer for evil doing. If you are here and you're not a member of God's church, you must hear God's word. You must believe God's word. You must repent of your way and turn to God's way. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of your sins. You must stay faithful in His grace. You must commune. You must give. You must teach. You must pray. Amen? These are musts. You must do these things. And then when God comes, you will hear Him say, "Well done. Well done, my faithful servant. Enter ye in." Ain't that what we want to hear? Yes. One day, you know, I'm walking in heaven. I said, "Bro Beard, Bro Brian, you seen Jerry?" "Oh, Jerry's over there by the crystal sea over there." "Okay." Amen? Are you with me? That's what I'm looking for. I know how long I've lived. I just don't know how long I got. And I just want to do everything that I can, while I can, for the Lord Jesus. Amen? If you're here and you're not, you are a member and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand, you may ask for prayer at this time.